SBS Radio.
That's right. It's a very exciting time because the polls have been showing that it's almost neck and neck between Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party and this new party called Blue and White, which is has leaders including Yair Lapid and Benny Gantz and Gabi Ashkenazi and Moshe Ya'alon. They're all on that team. But Benny Gantz is the leader of that, and it's been getting pretty hectic over there. Our Jerusalem correspondent Nathan Jaffe has written a full-page analysis about it, and he said the campaign is actually getting quite dirty in some ways, or very intense, with lots of tactics going on, one party criticising the other party. He says it's also, in a sense, felt more like a referendum rather than election campaign, with the question, to Bibi or not to Bibi? Should Netanyahu stay or should he go?
Bibi or Benny?
Yes, he has been there for 10 years, and of course he was Prime Minister for another term previous to that. And this impetus that led to the establishment of the Blue and White Party is in a way that the voters who think Netanyahu should go. Nathan Jaffe says the politicians of Blue and White span a broad ideological spectrum, and it's unlikely they would have united and come together as a party were it not for the common desire to remove Benjamin Netanyahu from power. On the other hand, for Netanyahu, Nathan Jaffe says, the idea of a personal referendum is actually quite attractive. After all, if the public endorses him, despite his legal woes, he will interpret it as his ultimate crowning as king of Israeli politics. And he has cleverly ensured that Israelis, if they feel like voting for him, they're voting for a package deal. Bibi plus his friends in high places. Because throughout the election drive, Nathan Jaffe says, he has sent out a strong message that he's the only Israeli who can leverage important relationships in the international arena.
Yeah, it is interesting. I spoke to people in Israel today, and they said to me, the more that I attack Bibi, the results are opposite. People are start thinking, why not voting? Why won't we vote for him? The more he's been attacked, the more popular he becomes. This is quite incredible.
Yeah, sometimes it can work that way, and especially you'd have to add an extra layer of complexity always with the Israeli elections because of the system, the way the politics works there. If no party can get a majority, and most of the time they don't, then it goes down to who can form a coalition.
That's the big question, because if the Blue and White Party will get more mandate, if the Likud manages to get a coalition of more parties, they may actually form the government again.
That's right. And quite a few elections ago now, this happened to Tzipi Livni, actually had the most votes for her party, except she didn't get a majority, but then she lost because she couldn't form a coalition. Yeah, that's always a factor.
And her party, by the way, completely disappeared in this election.
That's
doesn't
right.
exist. So this is amazing. Somebody that got so many votes, the party is disintegrated. And what Blue and White is offering to the Israeli public?
Like I said, in a way, they're quite broad across the left and right. I get their main goal is to remove Likud, remove Netanyahu, and offer new leadership. And also many of their leaders are former defense ministers, so I guess they're putting on a show that they're strong in defense. But I think they're also into a lot of social justice issues and trying to get a more equal society in Israel as well.
So it's so sort of center-right, isn't it?
Yeah, you could say that. Or maybe even just center. Maybe they're right in the center.
We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, going back to Sydney, the Jewish leaders here in Sydney expressed their outrage after a string of swastikas and anti-Semitic remarks were dubbed across Sydney last month.
Yeah, this is quite concerning because your listeners might remember that in February there was that big attack on Bondi Beach where there was 20 swastikas sprayed there. So in this latest occasions in Epping, which is in sort of northwestern suburbs of Sydney, It was behind a Thai restaurant. There was a wall plastered with the words, "Watch out Jews and even kill Jews," along with swastikas and SS insignia. And this graffiti was reportedly left unattended to for more than a month before it was discovered and reported to police. And the city of Parramatta Lord Mayor, Andrew Wilson, said he was appalled by this distasteful and offensive act, while a council spokesperson said a graffiti removal team was on site within 60 minutes of being notified. The local federal MP over there of Bennelong, John Alexander, actually helped remove some of the graffiti, and he said the vandalism was both hateful and unwanted in our community.
We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Some good news there, Shane. There is a tax treaty. I don't know if it's good news for some people or bad news for some people. There is a new treaty between Israel and Australia. It's a tax treaty, but also it is a treaty to encourage trade between the two countries.
Yeah, that's right. And it came about first in September 2016 when the Treasurer, then Treasurer Scott Morrison, Prime Minister now, told an Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce function that negotiations on a treaty had formally commenced. And now it's actually happened, with the Treasurer Josh Frydenberg announcing last Thursday that this new tax treaty will further strengthen the friendship and commercial relations between our two countries and provide greater opportunities to grow those relationships. And he said the trade between Australia and Israel is now worth $1 billion, and Israel's investment in Australia in 2017 was just over $300 million. The Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce National Chairman Leon Kempler said this new trade deal will strengthen economic and financial links, and it will also encourage more Israeli companies to enlist on the Australian Stock Exchange. Currently, there's 20 companies on the exchange.
That's amazing. Shane, before I let you go, I would like to congratulate Eddie Tamir and his wife Lindy for their new purchase.
Yes, they've purchased the Ritz Cinema, the historic Ritz Cinema in Randwick, which was built in 1937. And they're planning to build three more movie screens within the complex. And they're planning to host this year's Jewish International Film Festival, which usually happens around October and November.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.